From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Your land is your legacy. But keeping your woods thriving, healthy, and properly managed is no small task. The Family Forest Carbon Program can help you care for your land now and into the future. We provide guaranteed annual income, help developing a forest management plan, and advice from forest professionals. By participating in the Family Forest Carbon Program, you'll be improving your own wooded lands, ensuring they're maintained and healthy for future generations, while supporting your community and helping make an impact for the planet. If you own 30 acres or more of forest land, you may be eligible to enroll in the Family Forest Carbon Program. Visit familyforestcarbon.org to learn more and enroll today. The Family Forest Carbon Program was developed by the American Forest Foundation and the Nature Conservancy.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Rod Bain with the U.S. Department of Agriculture brings us up to date on national crop progress.
Dryness and its impacts. A faster pace to field work, yet drier topsoil. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says what it means for corn crop progress for the period ending April 12th.
Corn planting still ahead of average. 5% of U.S. intended corn acreage planted by April 12th. 1 point ahead of the five-year average. 1 percentage point ahead of last year at this time.
While most corn growing areas are dry enough to reflect a quicker planting pace.
In the Midwest, it has been somewhat wetter. In fact, quite wet in some of the northern Corn Belt areas. And that has held back progress just a little bit in the first couple weeks of planting.
As for soybean planting pace,
6% of the U.S. soybean acreage planted. That is faster than the five-year average pace of 2%, faster than last year's 2%. And that is really being driven by the drought and the dry conditions across the South.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Plant a tree for your tomorrow.
In our town, we needed to do something about the runoff that polluted our rivers and streams. One thing we did was to plant trees in our yards. You can make a difference in your town, too. For your free Conservation Trees booklet, call the Arbor Day Foundation, toll free, 1-800-932-1433. Or write the Arbor Day Foundation, Nebraska City, Nebraska.
More rural and agricultural news at our website, onthefarmradio.com. That's onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today comes in by email from listener Gene White, who says that justice is not repression, and freedom is not license. Thank you, Gene, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.